This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rockaholics, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and KISW once again has a team walking in the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, which is next Saturday.
Yes.
October 19th.
Yes.
At Gasworks Park in Seattle.
And you're a big part of it, of course, which is awesome of you.
Yeah, Sarah and I are kind of running the
Sarah
show.
Sarah as well.
Kind of like co-captains, and we're on a mission to raise $5,000. That's the goal.
Well, we made an agreement with our boss because he's not being very nice. He doesn't want us to dress as Hooters girls. Weird connection. We wanted to dress as Hooters girls for the Halloween hullabaloo party that we're having. And he thinks that's too immature. So he said, okay, let us be immature if we could help raise money for a great cause. And that would be for breast cancer awareness. And where our hope is to raise $5,000 by the end of this week. And if we do, he said, yes, you guys could dress as four Hooters girls at the Halloween hullabaloo party.
I cannot wait.
Yes.
And we've actually got one of our team members on the phone. Her name is Lindsay, and she is going through breast cancer treatment right now. Lindsay, good morning. You and I have been friends since we were, what, five, six years old?
Yeah, at least. Campfire girls.
We were campfire girls. We sold all the candy.
I was so nervous trying to explain like our Halloween costume. Like, so immature. It's so silly. And then here we have Lindsay on. And I didn't realize that you guys were friends. So you're already no stranger to Taryn and everybody being immature that's around Taryn.
Well, yeah, gotta keep the levity. Thank God somebody's gotta be.
And now, Lindsay, you've been going through chemotherapy for the last several months, and I believe you have your last chemo treatment this week. How are you holding up?
Yeah, tomorrow actually is my last chemo. Yes, thank you. Fingers crossed. Anyway, I hope I never have to do it again. But with these things, you never know. It's been rough. I mean, there's no two ways about it. There's nothing fun about cancer or cancer treatment. I feel kind of lucky that I've, you know, been able to function at some level, like, you know, still be outside, still be getting exercise, but it's cumulative. It gets worse every single time. I'm ready to put it in the rearview mirror, but, you know, cancer treatment for women and people going through cancer treatment, it never ends. It's going to be part of your life for the rest of your life. And one thing is over, there's always something else to follow it. It's kind of depressing, but it, you know, at least medical strides are being made, and it's important that there's awareness. And it's a lot.
You've definitely been one tough cookie through this entire experience, and I know that like at this time you don't have your long beautiful locks. You've lost your hair. How was it going through that? Like, I mean, I guess woman to woman, especially, what was it like losing your hair, and how have you, you know, found positive moments in dealing with that?
Well, my hair was never my favorite feature to begin with, so I wasn't one of those people that were like, I need to get a cold cap. I hear that is a hell within itself to try and hold on to the hair. So I was like, you know what, just got to let it go. Luckily, it's been summertime, so I've been getting these hot flashes and, you know, having a bald head, I'm just like, you know, I could feel that breeze, so that feels actually pretty refreshing.
Lindsay, while you said that, all of them are looking at me because I'm bald, and I'm like, okay, that's nice.
Bald is beautiful, Steve.
I now understand men that buzz their heads because, like, I'm like, working out, and I'm like, wow, this is actually kind of refreshing.
Right.
The bald head thing doesn't bother me. I'm a hat person and whatever. I don't have a weird shaped head. And if you do, you know, who cares? But whatever.
Lindsay, you basically rationalized me when I realized I was going bald. I'm like, my head's not too crazy. I can wear a hat.
Go.
I'm going to be all right. I don't have to spend a...
Look at the positive.
I don't have to spend an hour getting ready when I take a shower.
Oh, that's another thing. Yeah, it just definitely streamlines getting ready in the morning.
And we're hoping people will raise money for your team, your walking team, which is go to KSW.com and they can donate. Where our goal is at least $5,000, but we want to raise as much as humanly possible, and any amount will help. And how prepared were you for the chemo? Like, I mean, because people probably tell you the stories of like, oh, okay, it's going to be rough, it's going to be tough. But did you feel like you were prepared for it in a sense of like from conversations with people, or did it hit you a lot harder than you even thought it was going to be?
It was really rough because initially I discovered my cancer myself, accidentally. I found the lump myself because I was under the age of 40, and women that are under the age of 40 are not allowed to get mammograms in this country. They say that we're too young, that we need to wait. So I, would have never known, and I probably would have had metastatic breast cancer if I hadn't found it on my own. So do your own self checks. That's huge for younger women, especially because the rates are rising and it's pretty scary. But initially they told me it was just going to be a lumpectomy. They were going to take it out and I was going to have radiation and hormone therapy for 5 years after because it was estrogen positive and I wouldn't need chemotherapy. But when they went in on the surgery, they found it in my lymph nodes because, you know, you never know until you get in there. So I was completely blindsided by the fact that I was going to need chemotherapy in the first place. It was absolutely one of the most terrifying things that you can hear. A lot of it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be because there are so many resources, you know, like medications and stuff that they can help with the side effects. And then there's a lot of things that no matter how much you read and try and prepare yourself, you'll still experience something to be like, oh, I didn't see that one coming. And it sucks. But everyone's different and every body is different. So you can only prepare yourself so much.
Well, Lindsay, one thing I've loved is how much you've been just open and transparent on social media, on Instagram, especially about your breast cancer journey. And being that it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month and we have this walk happening next Saturday, we're so glad to be able to talk to you and get some perspective. And thanks for, you know, just raising awareness and helping us raise more money so that we can celebrate more birthdays and have, you know, fewer instances of cancer in the lives of the women and men that we love.
Yes, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity, and I hope that I will be able to make it to walk with you guys or beside you guys, and I really appreciate all the work that you're putting in.
And it's getting chilly, so beanie season is very important when you don't have hair, let me tell you.
Yes, it was important even when I had hair.
And for more info on our walk and how you can be involved in Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you can head to KISW.com.
Much love, Lindsay.
Thank you, guys. See ya.
And so far, we're about halfway there on the donations. We're about $2,400 raised of our goal of $5,000. I just want to thank a couple of Rockaholics for making some very generous donations. Like Susan Parker donated $179. Aaron Sand donated $100. So did Carl Webster. Eric Rockledge also donated $100, as well as your mom.
Mom!
Rosalie.
Thanks, Rose.
That's Aww. Right.
Well, we are on our way to being Hooters girls on Sundays. I'm very excited about that part. Danny even modeled his outfit this morning, so.
Which is starting to make me think maybe our boss was right.
Yeah. Guys, we're going to be really cold on Sunday. Yeah. I'm just going to put that out there.
Yes.
Head to KISW.com to make a donation and help us at $5,000.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.